This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the Adi Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said, "The traditions and way of living of tribal people in the country enrich the culture of the nation." She said allocation for tribal welfare has increased threefold in this year's budget. She said the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted. Adi Mahotsav aims to celebrate and showcase the vibrant culture, heritage and economic potential of India's tribal communities. The festival will bring together over 600 tribal artisans, 500 performing artists and 25 tribal food stalls, representing the diverse traditions of more than 30 states and union territories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will shortly address the gathering at the Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tech 2025, a major global event, began on Friday and will continue till tomorrow. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tech platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. The railways has started a high-level inquiry into the incident of stampede at the New Delhi railway station last night, in which 18 people lost their lives. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said a two-member high-level inquiry committee has been constituted to probe the stampede incident.
भगदड़ की दुखद घटना में 18 लोगों ने अपनी जान गंवाई और 13 लोग घायल हुए। एक उच्च स्तरीय समिति का गठन किया गया है जिसमें पंकज गंगवार प्रिंसिपल चीफ सिक्योरिटी कमिश्नर नॉर्दर्न रेलवे और नरसिंह दास प्रिंसिपल चीफ कमर्शियल मैनेजर नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की अगुवाई में दो सदस्यीय समिति का गठन किया गया है।
Mr. Upadhyay said the 18 people who lost their lives include 11 women and 5 children, while 13 more were injured in the stampede. Soon after commencing its inquiry, the panel gave orders to secure all video footage of the New Delhi railway station. Officials said that the stampede was preceded by a swell in crowd of passengers waiting to board trains to Prayagraj. Meanwhile, Delhi police has also launched an investigation into the incident, saying it will analyze the CCTV footage to determine the sequence of events before the chaos erupted. The President, the Prime Minister and Railways Home and Defence Ministers have expressed grief over the incident. The Northern Railways have announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased, while those who sustained serious injuries will be compensated with 2.5 lakh rupees. In Gujarat, peaceful voting is underway for local body elections in the state. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 in the evening. Long queues of voters were seen at the polling station since morning. Counting of votes will be held on Tuesday. A total of 5,084 candidates are contesting the elections to the local bodies. A climate conference on the theme of Faith and Climate Change was held today at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj on the theme Kumbh Ki Aastha Evam Jalvayu Parivartan. The conference was inaugurated by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. During the event, the Chief Minister highlighted the ingrained values of climate conservation in Indian culture. U.S. Defense Secretary Marco Rubio will meet Russian officials in Saudi Arabia for talks on ending the war in Ukraine. This has sparked fears in Europe of them being sidelined. In response, French President Emmanuel Macron has called an emergency summit in Paris tomorrow with European leaders, including UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. The US-Russia talks follow a recent call between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, not invited to the talks, insists that Ukraine will reject any peace deal made without its involvement. And in cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on UP Warriors in the third match of the Women's Premier League today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. Gujarat Giants began the season with a 6-wicket defeat against Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.